a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I just live for dirt like this. Absolutely live for it. We are going to Adelaide's East for this one. Don't get too excited.
Good to be here. God's country.
And I'm talking about a councillor. Now, this guy sits on the Burnside Council.
Burnside, if you don't mind.
Is that a bit, what's that like? What, is that a bit toffee?
It's Newtown of Adelaide is Burnside. Okay. Yes.
Right. Well, his name is Julian Carbone. Now, Julian is
Bustling Carbone.
Yeah. Mm. He's on the front page of the Daily Mail this morning.
Sure.
He's recently married, you know. Lovely, lovely guy by the looks of it. Wearing a suit, hair done nice, you know. Happy smiling face. It turns out though that he sent a bit of a provocative Instagram private message to a 17-year-old girl that was uploading photos of herself in a bikini.
Oh Jesus!
At 5 a.m. on a Saturday morning, and this has sparked an investigation. It's cost ratepayers almost $12,000. So,
just quickly,
yeah,
5 a.m. Saturday. He's flicking a text.
Yeah.
Has he just woken up disoriented, seen something and gone for it, or has he been up all night and is blind?
Who knows, but let's unpack this together, shall we? So what he's written to this young woman, she's posted a whole bunch of bikini photos. He's written lots of bikini photos, but it's so damn cold at the moment, hey. Right? A month later, the 17-year-old emailed a formal complaint to the council. Because she's like, this is not cool. Like, I'm underage and what the hell is happening? This is his official Instagram. Like, sort it out, right? She said, I'm a 17-year-old girl and I'm really concerned about this. She said it was inappropriate coming from a public official, right? So they followed it up. This is what he said.
Yeah.
They've obviously gone to him and they're like, oi, what the hell is this, right? During the interview, the councillor said that the message was sent to the wrong person. Okay? Right?
Yeah.
It gets better. He said he may, like, look, it's probably happened because, you know, I've got Facebook and Instagram messaging, you know, all mixed up. I was trying to message someone else, you know, and I've mixed it up. I was looking at, quote, beach scenes.
It was winter and I was missing the beach.
Yeah.
And so I was just getting in the zone.
Yeah.
Dreaming.
Looking at beach scenes.
I've registered for Carrick's Climate Change, but they haven't called me back
yet. Yeah. He also said, though, he went on, right? Now, the best thing I've learned in a lie is to just keep on talking.
Oh, yeah, dig.
Because that sounds really good.
Yeah.
He said, someone may have had possession of his phone and sent the message as a joke.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Can't prove it was me, guys.
Gotcha moment.
Yeah.
Or maybe my phone got hacked, he said.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's another possibility. Yeah. So he said, you know, and they're like, well, have you been a victim of hacking? I mean, is this a thing that's happening to you? And he said, well, no, but maybe this is the first.
Where this is, I don't know.
Well,
yeah,
you've got a ground zero somewhere.
Aliens. Could have been aliens also.
Yeah.
They could have gotten in my phone. I could have, you know, put my phone down next to the bed at night. Aliens come in, send a message inappropriate to a 17-year-old about bikinis, put the phone back, and then kind of off they go in the UFO.
Now, you think, surely that's it.
Come on.
He keeps going.
Come on.
This is my favourite part of the whole article.
Yeah.
Okay. When asked about whether he followed a concerning amount of underage women on Instagram, the councillor argued that as a local member, quote, he takes a keen interest in supporting young people and families.
Oh, Jesus.
And he did follow a concerning number of young people in an attempt to generate community trust.
Okay.
He's just trying to be one the youth, mate. And he can see that this woman is working really hard.
Not wearing enough clothes.
Not wearing enough. She's cold.
She needs help. Get this woman a grant of some sort. Is she part of a sporting club?
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
This is it.
Guess the year.
It is Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine's favourite Tuesday based game. Talk about Guess the Year. We've got some bits of songs. We need to cast our minds back through the mists of time. Isolate what trauma, what awful thing was happening, usually in our teenage years at that time.
It can be happy feelings, but mainly it's crying.
When we first heard that song, what we were crying over. And then that'll give us a fair indication as to what year it came out.
Exactly. And then we have a guess, and it's the closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Yeah, baby. Best of three arrangement.
How did you make me do the Love You, Larry gear? I never do the Love You, Larry.
Yeah,
and there's a very particular way we deliver the years, but that's okay. We don't need to get bogged down in that. Are you ready for question number one?
You know it. Okay. I love how in Guess the Year lately, it's not even songs that we play on K-Rock.
No, that's nice. It makes it sound like we play more different songs.
It does,
than we
do. And I appreciate
it. I'm
going to say, is that Huey in the News?
I believe you are correct.
I would say I'd back me on that one.
Yeah.
I would
Stuck
back
with
me.
You? Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Okay. See how much we know, guys.
We know. Right. I would say I don't have any memories of this because I hadn't existed.
Okay. Well,
yet.
Something's popped into my head, so I'm just going to go with it. So Let's reveal in 3, 2, 1.
1982.
Ooh, okay. Here we go. Let's find out.
The year was
1986. Oh, on the nose.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Lewis.
Well
here
done,
he
here.
Is.
Well done.
Okay, we're on fire. Here we go. Question number two.
Let me go home.
Oh, the boobs. But which album is this from?
I'm just too far from where you are.
Are you asking which song, which album that nobody ever listened to this song on?
No, but it was on his other albums as an extra B-side.
A B-side. It was, but only
because you got Christmas on A.
Edition. Yeah, okay.
Limited edition. We'll release it 5 times a year, though. Get it at Meijer. Okay. Donate to the kids.
When was Michael Bublé a thing? Because
he's always
best.
Been a thing. I just had a year that came to me, so I've just gone with that.
Okay.
I think it's
so
incorrect, though.
So have I, and then I've undercut it slightly. Okay, yeah. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
2013. Ooh, I went way
off. The year was 2005.
What? Did you change?
Nah. And you know what? Because I thought to myself, 2007, right? 2007. Then I went, no. 2005. You never guessed 2005.
Oh,
do you know?
Oh, my God.
Literally.
You never guessed 2005.
I never write.
How do you even remember that?
Well, I don't know.
Done.
Thanks,
okay.
Right.
That's a golden buzzer moment.
That is a gold buzzer moment, but I'll hold off because let's do one more song. We've got time.
Okay, yeah, let's kick it to
there we go.
Do we play this before. Knows like how this band they still make money off that song. All right, had a guess.
Who is it? Is it the
Gin Blossoms?
No, I don't think it's. They do Hey Jealousy.
Yeah, that's the
but
one.
It's one of those.
It's one of those.
Is it Stone Temple Pilots?
No, it's not.
No?
It's not STP.
Okay. I'm gonna say.
Yeah. Just anything, mate.
All right.
Just,
here we go.
Okay,
3, 2, 1.
1995.
The year was
1996. Oh! Did I get it?
You
I,
got
I was
it, but
off.
It wasn't a hat trick, but I'll play it anyway.
Yeah.
Well done!
Clean sweep, ladies and gentlemen, Tom Lewis.
Clean swipe?
Yeah.
Clean okay. Wipe.
Now you're just saying things. Guess the year will return next week.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
What about, Lemonheads, they're the other one you put in that basket, Mrs. Robinson. Oh, they're all essentially the same.
The Lemonheads,
the Lemonheads, and delicious eggs, kind of fruity. Where'd you get these from, my Lemonheads?
The Tom, Lingy, and Loggy podcast.
Okay, so a situation that has occurred with some people that I know, and I'm just like, oh, everyone's like, hey, this is amazing. But I sit back and I've had conversations with other people that are a part of this group and know these people.
Mm.
And we've gone, oh, did you do it then, did you?
Okay.
So we know someone that celebrated his 40th birthday in the last kind of couple of weeks.
Okay.
So got together with the family.
Mm-hmm.
Family lives all around the country.
Mm-hmm.
They've all flown to be together in the one place.
That's lovely.
On a holiday, family trip,
mm.
Parents, brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews. It's a big, it's like it's the full brood, if you will.
Yeah.
So the brother in the family, one of the brothers in the family, celebrated his 40th birthday, right? And everyone had travelled for that. On the day of his birthday, in the group chat, we all get beautiful, surprising news from one of the sisters.
Okay.
It's a photo of a ring.
Aww.
And it's like, hey, I've been with my partner for 9 years, 10 years, and we're finally engaged.
On your brother's 40th birthday.
Today. And we're like, oh, surely it was like a different day and she's just kind of telling everyone today or whatever.
Yeah.
But it went up on her socials publicly after she told the group chat.
Mm-hmm.
And she's wearing the same outfit that she is then in
at
his 40th dinner and stuff.
Girl, it's not about you always.
So I don't know if it was her or if it was the partner. Because, you know, she's not proposing.
Yeah, but partner. She doesn't have to tell everyone on the day.
Yeah.
Like, keep it a secret for the 40th. Yeah. And then maybe if it was my 40th, you know, I'm doing the speech, it's all about me. Okay, we've gotten all the nice words about me out the way. By the way, while we're all here, I'd organise it with my sister. Do you have something you want to say?
Yeah.
Or something, right?
Yeah.
But it's not, no, you can't do that.
Not even.
People, no.
Not even the, during the day before
no,
the dinner. Yeah.
No.
I didn't think so.
Hold off. People do this stuff all the time. Their social awareness is at zero.
Yeah.
It's got to be at least 60%. You can't be running around life with zero social awareness. Okay? So, mine's at 112.
Yeah, I know it is.
It's too much.
You're too far the other way.
I know, but you can't do that. But it sucks.
So, but it's, I don't think it's quite on the same level as someone proposing at someone else's wedding reception, which occasionally happens as well. And that's just,
I'd be
in the stratosphere.
So
of,
peed off.
Yeah.
I'd be so peed off
when
if that was me.
When it comes to thunder stealing, yeah.
If that was me that it was happening to, I'd be like, you're going to do this at someone else's wedding?
Mm.
What the hell? Also, I mean, I've been one of these people that has to hold off information.
Yeah.
So that
yeah.
other events can go forward in time.
Yeah.
And then you can come out. Like,
And it wasn't like everyone was there for the one day. It was a family trip. So they were all there for a range of days, like for a time period. So it could have happened the day before, it could have happened the day after.
Yeah.
It could have been announced the day before, it could have been announced the day after.
Yeah,
but
let the 40th
wasn't.
Happen first.
Yeah.
And then proceed with your
Does it matter that there wasn't necessarily a party, a 40th birthday party. It was a dinner. That was they just went to a restaurant and had a big dinner kind
yes,
of thing.
No, it still matters. 100%. Okay, for example, your 40th. That was a good 3 months of celebrations.
Yeah.
And I held off a lot of information in that
I
time.
Know.
So that you could have
I could
what
be
you
happy
deserved.
When I had my birthday. And then you told me all this sad stuff.
I'm fine.
No, you are fine. You will be. You're not, but you will be.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I love what you're doing with the Instagram at the moment.
Thanks,
mate. You're being a bit moist Buddha. You're being a bit brown cardigan. You're being a bit...
What's the Jerry one?
Yeah.
Something Jerry.
Something Jerry. You know, people that chuck up memes and you're like, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
You're that guy now.
Yeah, I am. And it's not none of it's my content and it's free.
It's hard to come up with a meme.
I know, right?
It is. It really is. I mean, we've tried before. But that's why we have this segment, because whenever I find a relatable meme, I think, let's just bring it to the table.
Okay.
Memes. Memes, memes, memes. Memes. Memes, memes, memes. I want to talk about some memes.
Okay, that's no Big Lee energy or the sea has gotten me, but it's not one of your worst.
You're just saying that because the big bosses have just walked into the office and you know that we're playing out there and you just want to make sure that you're not attached to that song.
No.
All this content in any way, shape or form.
That's fine.
That's fine. Don't worry, it's all me. I'm going to try and explain this meme. This set me off today.
Okay.
Set me off. I'm going to try and explain it. Oh, no, I'm talking work. I know already. Okay.
Look, explaining things is not your strong suit, but I believe in you, and you can do this. So, make it funny.
It's a meme.
Okay, good start. Good, strong start.
Okay, and there's a line in the middle of the meme. So there's the top half and then there's the bottom half, right? Okay. The top half's got a brown dog and a black dog, right?
Okay, yep.
So the brown dog is saying, "I'm sad, tell me a joke." And the black dog says, "Okay, knock, knock." And then the next part is them two just barking their heads off.
Because someone's knocked on the door. Yeah, I don't mind it. Yeah,
it's
I'll pay it. That's pretty funny.
Memes. I want to talk about some
That
was supposed to be it, but you gave me a big laugh out, and then you put your headphones down and just looked straight, like your face went deadpan, and you looked out the window like, oh, did the boss hear
that? Oh, no, I didn't. I can't look out the window. It's behind me.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.